Yes, we have a Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
We welcome
you all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
We can begin.
This shadow year is moving on to finish. Together with these days. And
they
are running like a dream and a vision.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
See,
as if there are many, but they're finishing. And we want these shadow days as they finish. When we've reached somewhere in the name of the Lord Jesus,
we
continue to seek and see the kingdom of God our Father and its righteousness, that we may not have profited out of it. For in an entire year, he's been speaking with us. According to Matthew 6, from verse 30 to 33. But let's first seek the kingdom and its righteousness, and the rest he adds them on us. Now we've appeared that we've sought that kingdom and its righteousness in this shadow year and days, and we know to enter this next year the many things to be given us
for us to
stretch out of the shadow years when we have reached the kingdom issues.
Yes,
that's why I say we need to finish it when what we are to fulfill, we are having it all. That it might not cut off from what it was to give us the next year.
But
if we fulfill of seeking the kingdom and righteousness this year, we've already gotten a guarantee to be given what we need next year.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We have something to testify of.
And
we say, God, we've reached here and
here.
We request you provide for us that we keep the ones of the kingdom and righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so
much. We have topics to be finished. As this year finishes, we must have finished them. Now let's hold time as soon as possible, that we can wind up what is to be winded up this year.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Amen.
We know we may spend this entire week without resting,
for
we have today and tomorrow.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we shall listen tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow we shall come in the morning. And we finish the entire week when we are here.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
Now 31st we shall reason whether we shall come morning and evening or we come once. So people, when we come from far places, then should we be able to come morning and evening? We shall listen about that when we are all around. Praise Jesus. We shall come even in the morning and the night. Praise Jesus. If they say, let's come at 2 and stretch to the midnight, and we come there, in the day you are home, do everything you want, then you come in the evening. Praise Jesus. We shall see God will give us a good counsel when we shall cast the lot in Acts.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
You can stand on your feet. Don't forget on 31st, we shall be here thanking God with our mouth and with our gifts
of
all that he passed us through the past year. He's brought us far. He's been with us. He's given us light as we move there to reach here, and we have liberty and peace. He was sick, he has healed you. You know, we had gotten sick in the body and in the spirit. But God has done us good.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
has been there to enter the air when they are crying tears, not so happy. Those two, God has worked on them. God has blessed us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Move on, give him the first place in our hearts, within our actions, in our studying. In this place, and in all places, brethren have gathered all over the entire world on behalf of the Lord Jesus.
Okubera abo mugaso je tulife neri abo ruganda bonna munsi yonna oyogera ngo sinira mbefese sule yokona nyoro muenda paka olwabiri mwetano watuwe ebirabo tusobola okweyamba okuyiga n'okutuuka ku kigera kya Mukama waffe Yesu kali n'olwaleero tuzze ayi kabaka bakabaka okusobola okweyamba omwoyo omutukuvu yatukulemberamu tusobola okuyiga okuyigirizibwa okuva gy'oli ssebo kabaka bakabaka abo wayogera osinziira mu ssebo Katonda ffe omwesigwa mu Yokaani sule 14 onyolabiri mu mukaga omuntukuvu alijja alituyigiriza byonna era weewaawo alitujjukiza byonna musaali nnyo n'olwaliro Mukama okwongera okutuyigiriza n'okusomesa muffe nga ge mafuta agatuyigiriza era agatusomesa agoogerwako mbala Yokaani esooka essula ey'okuna tulina amafuta agatuyigiriza ssebo kabaka bakabaka nga ye mwoyo mutukuvu naye tusooka okwenenyeza kitaffe omuyinza ebintu byonna kabaka bakabaka asinzira waggulu eggulu lyonna okulaba mu ggulu lyonna nga bwe kyawandiikibwa mu Zabbuli 10:13 wawo Mukama newankubadde ng'oli mukulu era oli mugulumivu naye okkakkana nnyo wansi era tonyooma muntu yenna era olaba mu ggulu ne ku nsi nga mu Yobu essuula eri ey'28 2:28 tukugulumiza tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo era nga tusooka okwenenyeza bwe tutakugulumiza bwe tutatukuza linnya lyo tetuliddugaza netukolamu ebitasaana era ebitassaamu kitiibwa linnya lyo so nga batugamba twakomusana basobole okukuwa ekitiibwa nga mu Matayo essuula ey'okutaano 15:17 ntabaze zaffe ziwanikibwe nnyo waggulu okumulisa amawanga gonna balabe ekitiibwa kya kitaffe era bamugulumize newe tutagulumizaawo natusaba otusonyiwe wabula oba otusonyiwa ayi kabaka bakabaka okkiriza otuwa akabonerako ak'omwoyo omutukuvu akakasa nti otusonyiye nga mubikola abatuma essula eri ey'okubiri 3:8-5 bw'ayogera ng'agamba nti mukkirize mwenenye munaweebwa ekirabo ye mwoyo omutukuvu so nga omulimu gwe bw'alijja era atandikirawo ogukola nga mu ngeri essula eri esooka 2:3 naye bwe munakkiriza okunenya kwange kale n'abayiwako omwoyo wange anaabaleetera okutegeera ebigambo byange Mukama si ku lwaffeffekka wabula ku lw'abaganda baffe bonna abatannabakujja abali mu bifo byonna n'abantu bonna wonna ebakuŋŋaanidde abaana bo Mukama abakulembera omwoyo wa Katonda tubasabira omwoyo omutukuvu bonna kama kabaka mu nsi yonna abo abakuŋŋaanye ng'eraffe nga bakuyaayaanira nga bakukaabira nga bakwetaaga Mukama kubanga twatunula mu Matayo 17 nga tewasabira ffeffekka wabula n'abo abaali bagenda okujja ssebo kabaka wasabira abatume naffe n'otusabira Mukama kale naffe tusabira baganda baffe bonna osanyiwe n'osaasira obutali butuukirivu bonna bonna ebakuŋŋaanidde Katonda ffe nga bayita erinnya erya Mukama waffe Yesu era nga bali mu mwoyo ne mazima era nga tebakuusakuusa mu mitima gyabwe newankubadde mu magezi gaabwe naye nga bakaabirira ddala erinnya lyo ayi Mukama waffe Yesu era kitaffe okkiriza okusaasira osonyiwe Mukama waffe Yesu osonyiwe era osaasire wonna bwe tutambudde mu butamanya ne mutategeera era bwe tuwanyisizza ekitiibwa kyo ne tukifaananya ffeeza ne zaabu ebintu ebitali nga ggwe ayi Katonda ffe nga bikola batume 17:19-25 omuntu kuvunga ayogera Katonda yakola eggulu n'ensi tafaananyizibwa ffeeza newaakubadde zaabu ebyoleba n'emikono gy'abantu ayi Mukama waffe Yesu otusaasire okufaananya ekintu kyonna ekirala newaakubadde nga Mukama omuntukuvu yayogera tutambulira mu ggwe tusula mu ggwe mwe tubeera kale Mukama otusaasire Yesu omwesigwa eyawaayo obulamu bw'okuba obulamu bwaffe okubununula okubujja emagombe wonna we twazimula omusaayi gwo ne tugubala ng'ogutatukuza nga mu Beebulaniya 10 omwoyo mutukuvu bw'alabula ti oyo n'alirinnyira omwana wa Katonda n'alinnyira omusaayi gwe n'agubala ng'ogutamutukuza kibonerezo ki ekimugwanidde olusonyiwe olw'otusaasire wonna bwe tutaatwala musaayi gwo ng'ogwatutukuza ne tutandika okukola ebitasaana era nga tudde emabega okukola ebibi tusonyiwe oyongere okutwegayirawo n'okutwanjula eri kitaffe era kitaffe bw'atyo anaatusiima omwoyo mutukuvu tusaba weyongere okutukulemberamu nga mu Baruumi 8:14 bakulembera omwoyo wa Katonda be baana ba Katonda era mu Isaaya 6:3 ddala baakulemberangamu Katonda kitaffe abaana ba Isirayiri yabasangamu omwoyo we ne bakulemberamu naffe alyoke nno akusse mu masekkati gaffe mitima gyaffe magezi gaffe naffe tukkiriza okubeera yeekaaluyo ayo omwoyo w'amazima ojja otuule ojja otukulemberemu ojo tusomese otuyigirize otulwanire entalo era olete nejjera bamalayika abayita wamu naawe okukola emirimu gino bayibuli ebogerako mubebulaniya esula esooka nnyo 13 paka 14 bamalayika gyemyeyo gituweereza nga gitumibwa ogenda okuweereza agenda osikira obulokozi beba abayita n'omwoyo omutukuvu kubanga najo myoyo sebakabaka bakabaka nga baweereza abatuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda nga mu Zaburi 13:19 paka 22 era nga Gabudyeri bw'ayogera mu kubikulirwa essula ya 22 7 paka 8 ng'agamba nti tuli baweereza munaabo abakwata ekigambo kya Katonda era abasoma ekitabo kino era bannabbi sebakabaka bakabaka tutuma ejjeryo eri abamalayika lyoze nalyo ayo omwoyo omutukuvu oliteeke mbifo wonna wonna oba amasaza mu bbanga okulwana nabo mu nsozi ne mubiwonvu makanisa ag'obulimba ne madiini ag'obulimba osindikagira malayika abalwanyi babereyo okutulwanira era okutufuula ab'eddembe sebo Katonda affe omwesigwa nga mukusaba kuli kwe twasooka okusaba okw'olutalo mu biro biri ebyayita bwe twakampingisa amagye gonna mu nsi yonna mu bifo byonna ayi kabakabakabaka kale basinzire mu kampu zonna okusinzira n'okuva mu kifo kino mukama okugenda okulumba n'okulwana n'okusaggula n'okufefeta buli myoyo gyonna emibi era buli kinnoomu ng'ali mu seddoboozi ne mukama nga tuli mu kifo kino eno leka mukama owulire okusaba kwaffe kwe tukkaanyizaako ng'owa bw'ayogera mu Matayo essula 18:18 paka 2 oyogera nti 2:3 bwe banaatula era banakanyanga ku nsonga kitaffe mwetegefu ogikola wakama tuli wano atuyimusa amaloboozi sikulwa ffefeka olw'abaganda baffe batane bakujja baganda baffe abali mu Uganda mu Afirika ne mu nsi yonna aye Katonda ffe nga tutumejjera bamalayika abasagguzi era abafefezi okusaggula emyoyo gyonna emibi egibadde gyalumba ekkanisa egibadde mu masabo egibadde mu kifo kyonna aye Katonda ffe mwesigwa okutataganya abaana ba Katonda okugikwata okugisiba ogiteeka mu bungi obutakoma otuuka ku nakulwa omusango awamu n'okwokya amaanyi gonna ag'ekizikiza mu linnya erya Yesu omwana wa Katonda omulamu mu Zakariya sura yesoka onyole 18 ba 19 tusinzijira malaika abentalo ba malaika maiko abayimira abaana b'abantu munako ezoluvanyuma nga mu Danieli 12 tutumye jeryo okuluma mu bwengula okuluma mu nsozi okuluma mu biwonvu okulumba mitanda munda okulumba tse ku mitwe okulumba mu nsozi okuluma mu makanisa ag'obulimba amadiini ag'obulimba enzikiriza ez'obulimba mu busamize yonna musaguleyo mu linnya erya Yesu mwana wa Katonda omulamu tutumye jera maiko tutumye jera malaika abadoni nga mu kubikulu esula ey'omwenda onyole 11 tutumye yo Nigeria nga mulindiro 16 bilioni bilioni ebikumi ebibiri bayitemu nga basagula bayitemu nga basiba buli myoyo gyonna emibi era maiko Nigeria eri alwana mu kubikulirwa esula 12 onyole 7 n'okukiyana mmwe muyitemu n'ekitala nga mutema enjegere zaabwe nga mutema ebisibo ebyekyejo amalogo n'obusamize byonna nga mubisanyawo mu linnya erya Yesu omwana wa Katonda omulamu somo n'ekitiba ky'ekkanisa kiryoka kirabisibwe weebale mukama kubanga osindise Jeryo okutukulemberamu neera sebo nga tuvuunika omwaka ogw'ekisiikirize kino n'ennaku ez'ekisiikirize kino leka mukama Jeryo ligenda lisagule ebibadde birina okukomekerezebwa bikomekerezebwe mu mwaka ogwo n'ennaku ezo mukama nga ziggalwawo era nga zisaanikirwako mukama sebakabakabakabaka tumirako ejiri bamalayika ab'omuliro okwokya buli maanyi ng'akizikiza buli ndwadde na buli kulemerera kulemera konna okubadde mu baana ba Katonda era buli maanyi gonna ag'ekizikiza buli kifo kyonna ng'ezeekeri 10 bwegamba malayika w'omuliro n'ayingira ku kyoto kya mukama n'atoolawo omuliro okugenda okucwa Sodomu ne Gomola buli maanyi g'ekizikiza tutumaye malayika w'omuliro bamalayika abalabika mbaseka baka ekyokubiri essula ey'omukaaga onyole 13 abaali ku mulembe gw'erisa leka kaakano nate muve mu bifo byonna mbadde mu kampinsi nga mulumba okwokya amaanyi gonna ag'ekizikiza agabadde mu bwengula bw'eggwanga lyaffe erya Uganda agaka mu makanisa mu mitolo gy'abantu mu madiini ne mu nzikiriza mu busambo byonna byonna sebo Katonda ffe masaba ag'obulimba n'amadiini ag'obulimba yonna oyiteyo oyokye buli maanyi g'akizikiza agali mu byobufuzi agali mu byenfuna byonna tukutumye oyokye amaanyi gonna ag'ekizikiza mu linnya erya Yesu omwana wa Katonda omulamu kale tulyoke tuyimirire era ejeyo tulitumye mu nsi yonna we twakampinga mu mulundi guli nga tusaba esala y'olutalo mulumbe wonna mu Amerika Australia yonna mu Europe yonna mu Asia yonna mu Africa kale mumenyemenye enjegere zaabwe mukutule kutule buli ebiswa ebyekyejo ebyasibwa ku kanisa ne malayika w'ebipimo owa minsani tukusaba naawe oyongere okugabirira abaana ba Katonda ate okupima entalo zino n'okupima buli kye twetaaga tumale okuwangula kale mu linnya erya Yesu tubeere ddala bawanguzi n'okukirawo malayika w'okumanya otwawulira eby'omuwendo kubitali bya muwendo kale tuwangulire ddala mu linnya erya Yesu omwana wa Katonda omulamu weebale mukama otusiringa ne malayika wo okuyita mwoyo omutukuvu malayika oyo atusiringa asiringe mukama era sitaani wankubadde nga anoonya abatukuvu bo mukama alimu okubalaba naye tulabikenga mu maaso go ennaku zonna weebale mukama weebale Katonda ffe omulamu kubanga okkiriza okutusaasira mu linnya lya mukama waffe Yesu
You can sit down.
Yes, we was over Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? Then how is your life? Is life good? Grief as your neighbor.
Then
wish them the best from the Father in heaven.
Then
those prepared for them before the world even existed. In Ephesians 2 verse 10, that their good works prepared us to move by them before the world even existed. Those which the Father prepared, the one you should pray for them, your brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Have you prayed for them? May God bless you. Thank you for praying for them. What you pray for them, may God do them to you. If you pray for them evil, may they be done unto you. Praise Jesus. We want to move on to wind up the tithes and the offerings. Praise Jesus.
And
today, as we've been seeing the different offerings, the ones which removed and the ones which remain. Today we head to another word called offerings. We want to check whether the ones God asked us to give, like the fasting.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And if it is there, how does it appear?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Another say we started all that. But when we started offering some of what people have been offering, fasting has been on the forefront. And they're one of the sacrifices we say that we've been giving, or we have given God. Praise Jesus. But we want to ask ourselves, is fasting a sacrifice or not? And if it is a sacrifice, how does it appear? Praise Jesus. For we have fastings like of four types. Praise Jesus.
But
the first fasting is of the devil, that is Jezebel, which we are going to look onto today so much. And if you fast that type of fast, is it a sacrifice to God or not?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We're going to see
the fasting of the devils, that's Jezebel. And we shall have to see the fasting the Holy Spirit leads.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we see the free will fasting. The free will.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we shall end up with the fasting God commanded.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to be asking ourselves that in all that, in all that, does God take all the fasting as a sacrifice or an offering or not? Even though you're going to get a separation. For in this world, many people, they fast the fasting of the devil, the one of Jezebel, of grabbing physical things, to grab, to be given.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But he got the Father moves on to say, we are freely given, let's freely give. And he asked that who of us first gave him, that he may demand of him.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. There is nothing much we can give God. And many times not served with our hands.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Let's begin seeing the fasting of Jezebel, the fasting of the devils. For it troubled so much the children of God.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
It
troubled so much the children of God.
And
we found even some of us having wounds of those fastings. When they commanded us to fast, they told us it's an offering to the Lord. A sacrifice God can consider. But many times they never separate us whether fasting is of what type. Whether the one of the devil was there or not. But you find different religions fasting. Even in the shrines they fast. Now ask that the fasting of those people is for who? That's why we began there that you may separate. And you understand if it's an offering unto God. If it's not an offering to God, you give up on it. Let's begin with Jeremiah 14.
Jeremiah, esura ya 14, n'olunyiriri lwa 9.
Jeremiah 14, from verse 9.
Wandiberedde ki ng'omuntu asamaliridde?
Lwaki obeera awo ng'oli confused?
Why are you always confused?
We're
going to study on the fasting of Jezebel and the one of the devils. Is it an offering to God? For it is there and people have fasted it. And it's proclaimed many days. But is it an offering to the living God or not? According to the heading, it cannot be. Fasting of the devils, the one of Jezebel, can it be of God? Can it be an offering? But let's read verse 9. Jeremiah 14 verses 9. Why are you there when you're confused? These things you must understand them. For people told the Lord, why are we fasted and you have not laid your heart towards our fasting? For you fast and you get surprised and you are there. In some things you fasted, you have troubled yourself in vain. Let's hear.
Jeremiah 14 verses 9. Erana yegwe, ayi mukama, oli wakati mufe.
Mwari.
Is there?
Nafe. Gamati. Erana yegwe, ayi mukama, oli wakati mufe. Nafe, tutumidua, erinyalio. Tutumidua, erinyalio. Totuleka.
Ya tutuma, tuwe itaba Kristo, yungena Kristo.
Call ourselves Christians.
Born again
Christians. The born again Christians. And he is the head of those born again.
Yes,
he
was.
Praise Jesus. And the name has been given us. Why are we always surprised and amazed? We are so confused. Mostly concerning the first thing. Whether it's an offering to God or not. Is it an offering for sins to be forgiven or not? If it was an offering, then the blood of Jesus wouldn't have come. We would have fasted and God forgives our sins. But like we're going to be explained. Let's move on here.
Jeremiah 14 verse 10. Bwati mukama bwagamba abantu bano nti bwebatyo Bwebaya galanga okuwaba. Tebazi izanga bigere byabwe. Mukama kyavalema okubakkiriza.
You hear what happens?
Nti ebintu byonna mu Bible bitekeddwa
bulungi. All things in the Bible have been laid there clear.
Nti abantu bakkiranga ne baagala okuwaba.
That people are the ones who woke up one day and they wanted to wander away from them.
Nga tebakkiriza kuyigiriza.
And they don't accept to be taught.
But they
weren't so much saying that I had a voice. It told me this and that. But the commands of God, yet they are right within the Bible. But
it
says that people woke up and they felt they wanted to wander from the faith.
And they want
to get from the truth and do what they want to hear, they are hearing.
The voices,
they meet of the teaching of the devils. The ones in 1 Timothy chapter
4. And
people follow deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons. And when you see them in the Bible to explain them,
like
we are going to be explaining the fasting of the devils and the Jezebel. And others say there's no devil who fasts.
And
there are no devils who fast. Listen, why do you want to wander away from the word?
Jeremiah 14:10. Kakana anajjukira obutali butuukirivu bwabwe era anaabonereza ebibi byabwe. Awo Mukama n'angamba nti tosabira bantu bano baweebwe ebirungi. Bwe banaasiibanga siwulirenga.
You reach a time you fast your things. And you fast the fasting of the devils. And God never minds you neither to listen to what you say. But fasting you remain when you're fasting.
Jeremiah 14,
verses 12.
Bwe banaasiibanga siwulirenga kukaaba kwabwe. Era bwe banaawangayo ebiweebwayo ebyokebwa n'ebitone. Siibakkirizenga. Naye ndibazikiriza n'ekitala, n'enjala, ne kawumpuli.
Now see how you fast.
Katonda n'okwongerako enjala.
And God adds famine upon you.
Enjala ey'emmere ey'omubiri n'ey'omwoyo.
Physical food and the spiritual food.
Nga tewali kubikulirwa mu nsi naye ng'okusiba
musiba. Revelation in the world, yet you're fasting every time.
Ogimanyi nti ekkanisa esiibye nnyo naye ate okubikulirwa tewali.
Church has fasted so much, but there's no revelation within them. Even physical eatings are very few among them. Sickness are very many in them. And they with sicknesses are very many. That's why even time of the word is no more there, for the sick are very many. Everyone entering church and they are sick. Even the ones outside are sick. And there is no peace.
They are
always fasting all the entire day, but people never get healed. All the years they are praying, but people don't get healed. You first look around.
You first begin
to pray in this world. Don't end up lining up that they have problems.
People
have fasted, done everything, but they have birthed wind.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
quite of us understand what God wants us to do.
According
what it tells us in Isaiah 58, from verse 1 to 3, he says this. He had told them
they
are going to be fasting and he will not mind them.
Isaiah 58, from verse
1.
Yogerera waguru, tota. Yimuse eddoboozi lyo ng'ekkondeere. Obuulire abantu bange okusobya kwabwe.
Twagala kubabuulira kusobyo.
You want to tell them their rebellion.
Tibutereevu okusiba gye kuli
musiba. That's great. Fasting is there.
Eranga mulowooza mulina ekiweebwayo kye muwadde.
Many of you think you've given an offering to God through fasting.
Naye mumuwulidde ng'agamba ne banaasiba tajja kubabuulira.
You say though you will fast will not hear you.
Ensobi evaawa.
Where there's a problem come from?
Waliyo okusiba kw'abasitaani okugenda mu maaso mu nsi.
There is the fasting of the devil moving on in this world.
Naye ng'abantu tebakuzuulanga nti gye
kuli. But people have never discovered it, that it is existing.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga ebintu bya Katonda si tabiteekamu nnyo okubonyaabonya kwa
mubiri. God, he never puts in them so much to trouble your body. But the ones of the devils and the fallen angels, it involves to treat your body harshly.
Isaiah 58
verse 1.
Yogerera waguru, tota. Yimuse eddoboozi lyo ng'ekkondeere. Obuulire abantu bange okusobya kwabwe. N'ennyumba ya Yakobo ebibi byabwe. naye bannoonya bulijjo era basanyuka okumanya amakubo gange ng'eggwanga eryakolanga ebyobutuukirivu ne bataleka biragiro bya Mukama, bataleka kiragiro kya Mukama, kiragiro kya Katonda waabwe. Bansaba ebiragiro ebyobutuukirivu, basanyuka okusemberera Katonda. Lwaki ffe okusiiba bwe boogera naawe n'otalaba?
Ne bamugamba naye Mukama.
And I told you, Lord,
tusiiba
we fast.
Why don't
you lay your heart towards our fasting and praying? And he asked them, what are you fasting?
Yes,
praise Jesus. The
question
comes, you fast what and who's fasting? And what reason of your fasting? Is it an offering to God?
Sadaka?
Is it a sacrifice? Or it's a sign showing that you're broken, gotten contrite. A soul which is broken and is gotten contrite. But imagine, as we have to see the fasting of the devils, you can fast it all along, even if 70, 100 years, but God never minds you. And you even get sicknesses and things like that. And you reach to ask God questions.
But
Lord, I've fasted many times, why don't you arise for me? At times you get wild over God.
You say,
ever since I fasted, let me go today, you're going to experience it from me.
And you
climb a mountain where people never see you. And
you
speak out. And you speak out everything to God. And your words are always harsh towards God.
You say in Malachi
that your words are always harsh. And we ask them, how was it like?
You
fasted the fasting of the devils and
you have
gone to begin to complain to God.
Isaiah 58:3. Lwaki ffe okubonyaabonya obulamu bwaffe naawe n'otakissaako mwoyo?
Lwaki tubonyaabonya obulamu bwaffe?
Why have we treated our body harshly?
Naye nga toyagala kukissaako
mwoyo. But you don't want to lay your heart towards it.
Omanyi engeri abantu gye babonyaabonya
mu bulamu bwabwe. You know how people have troubled their bodies?
Naye Katonda n'ababuuza nabagambako mbonyaabonya
obulamu bwabwe. And God, have I ever told you to trouble your bodies?
Ani onaabonyaabonyeze kati?
Who's troubled the church to this extent? You know you fasted 40 days and you finished them. You get 2 weeks. You get 1 week. Life moves on in that cycle.
We
tell God we've troubled and tormented our bodies.
We've given
sacrifice of our lives.
You
consume all our flesh and our bodies, but you don't listen to us. The person is out there, they've got disfigured, no more having any body upon them.
Now
they tell God, I've given you my life, you've eaten it out. Consumed it as a
fasted.
My sacrifice not satisfied, Lord. Now you see as if God has consumed all your body, finished it. God, does he eat and consume your body?
You know
you're out there and you show him.
Lord,
touch my ribs and see. I think you see. Now
see
my waist. Now who can see me anymore?
they're
like sick of sickle cells, walking like that. They have a waist. It's like of a mosquito.
You
tie trouser double and you tell God you've consumed my body, finished it. Does God eat bodies? Those are demons sucking human blood.
Isaiah 58:3. Laba, kurunako olw'okusiiba kwammwe. Kwe mulabira essanyu lyammwe mmwe. N'emirimu gyammwe gyonna nga mukoze n'amaanyi. Laba, musiibira ennyombo n'okuwakana n'okukuba ebikonde eby'ettima. Temusiiba leero bwe mutyo, n'okuwuliza ne muwuliza eddoboozi lyammwe mu ggulu. Okusiiba kwe nalonda bwe kufaanana bwe kutyo.
Tujja kuba tukulaba gye bujja.
We shall see it ahead there.
Naye ekibuuzo kyakubuuzizza.
But the question is asked you.
Yakugambako odde ku mubiri gwo
ogubonyeebwa. Did he tell you to get on your body and begin to treat it harshly like that?
Si ye Katonda yakuyita okuwummula.
Is he not the God who called you into rest?
Nga bw'ayogera mu Matayo 12.
Like he speaks in Matthew.
Matayo 11:25.
Unto 30.
Mujemwe naba koi.
Come all your weary.
Naba zito weary.
And who are burdened. You will see the rest of your spirits.
Nira
look at how your spirit appears. Because now you've spent long time here. You've begun to feel well now. Even your spirits are settled. But outside, it's worse. He says, I don't know whether I can even settle. Praise Jesus. But the Lord Jesus called us into rest.
And
never called you to be on your body treated harshly. But we have tormented our bodies. We fasted. And we even sleep on the floor. Another is about to make a funny bed. on the funny bed that they torment themselves, God to hear them. Remember when he told us in Isaiah 28, verses 9 unto 12, he said that to whom he said, give him rest and give them the resting place. But they never gave them rest. When we come in Christ, we've come for rest. But there is an evil spirit bringing in evil fasting in there.
Jezebel,
the spirit of Jezebel and the devil.
The spirit
working in children disobeying the word of God. Like Ephesians 2 says, that is the spirit working in children of disobedience. If you disobey the word of God,
you
want to hear what you've felt is what you want to do. That's an evil spirit which uses you for that. But God has told us,
if
the first thing I chose appearing like that,
now
it's you putting it upon God that, Lord, you commanded it.
As
you finished 40 days, you asked me for more 20 days.
Look
at what you have done to me, I'm all God in this figure. I no more look nice. But God delights so much when you look good. If you come from your inner man and you look good to the outer body. For he says he found us mixed up in our blood. And he cleansed the earth very well.
And
he gave us blessed priests and other things. He doesn't want so much people who don't look nice. Why would God have created good plants we eat and they do us good?
He
would have created them and tormented us if he wanted that to be us in that life.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Isaiah 58:5. Olunaku omuntu lwabonyabonyezaako obulamu bwe.
Kwobonyabonyeza obulamu bwo.
Is this way, did they trouble your life?
Bwatu bwe yalonda.
Is this what God chose?
Omanyi okutta obulamu n'obubonyabonya.
You know you've gotten your life and trouble treated harshly.
Kati bwe njogerero oli mukutufu kutufu.
As I speak, you're all broken.
Lwakuba Mukama abamukumwe kati abazimbyemu embavu.
Because some of you God has built in you new.
Magumba agaba dega jugumira n'emikono giragaya
which had gotten weak and the feeble hands have now gotten strengthened.
Ne waliyo muganda waulira kati ngatana
mutu. Your brethren, listen to this now.
Ngembera jali mu yeta jitegeka.
Question there, if they don't understand it.
Ne ngacha agama mukama gwambo nyabo.
But if you tell God you've troubled me.
You
consumed my body, finished it,
and
you drank every blood from me. But it's not been God. This has been the devil.
Isaiah 58
verse 5.
Kwe kukutamia omutwe ngolulago.
You've
reached the time and you cannot even uphold and sustain your neck. That tells you look like that. You are in a dry fasting.
And
even see, you can't see clear. That they went to do 40 days fast. And they
cannot
move and pour a drink in their mouth. They pour a little and it gets back.
God
told them to trouble themselves like that. He gives them anointing after and power. God has never said that after you've tormented yourself, I'll give you power after. He told us repent. You'll be given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And when he will come, he'll give you power. Praise Jesus. But you know the ways of the devil. Things are sacrificed and involved in pain. Those fallen angels, they are always troubling people's bodies. And these people hear voices always. And they see funny images.
You
know, when you enter the person of the devil, you see things you don't understand. You dream, you hear voices which you don't understand. The one you understood, they have no scripture within it. It tells you it's a rhema word. Maybe it's a lem, rhema. In Uganda it means lem, a lem word. It has no head. It has no beginning and end. It's hanging.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Colossians chapter 2. These things of treating our bodies harshly involves the devils behind them. Also, when you hear commands and you claim God commanded you, and that those fastings involve promises attached. I am going to give you this and this if you fast. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians 2 from 23. From 22.
Bakolosai esula yakubiri olunyiriri lwabiri mubiri.
Colossians 2 from verse 22.
Ebyo byonna bijibwawo mu kukolebwa. Okugobereranga ebiragiro n'okuyigiriza by'abantu. Ebyo birina ddala ekifaananyi eky'amagezi mu kusinza Katonda. Abantu kwe bagunja bokka ne mukwewombeeka ne mukubonyaabonya omubiri.
It
involves
bonya mubiri.
Treating your body harshly. You are about to sleep when you've raised your legs up and the head is down. God has told you, I'm going to appear to you when you sleep like that. That they who slept in the swamp of water, that God has told them he's going to be meeting them there.
Others
were in the mountain, they got mad, they began to box.
And after
you've
boxed
all the feast and you've torn your flesh, I'm going to arise for you.
You
used to fast and that God don't understand.
He
comes tells you to tie a clock upon your waist.
And you begin to walk
and you have a clock in your waist. You cannot walk well. You walk when you're shaking. Lord, we are waiting for you. You said you're coming.
You
know, the devil thinks of treating the body harshly. You can tell
him,
go bath in the crossroads, I will heal you from there. And around one during daytime.
If you begin to hear
things attached on conditions not right, you know, you met Lucifer, is now speaking with you. Now get from your job. Go fast Hide where they don't see you. You know you have knocked. God is of light and does these things in the light.
He loves
the things of pretty the body harshly.
You drink of some water.
Drink some water.
But
finish my days. I will not arise for you after you finish them. Let me tell you things you are heading to. Even some of them you began to do them.
And
you unclothe yourself, claiming you are in fasting, take off your clothing, show your nakedness to God. Some of you carved stones off on your heads. And the devil told you, now that is me. That is the devil, carry him. Go throw him off the other side. You carry the heavy stone that the devil am carrying you off. You enter the
fasting.
He is empowered, you claiming. And you
stroke,
you can carry a big stone and you put it on your head and you run with it. Carry the devil to hell. Throw him. And you look where there is the valley, you carry the stone, throw it there. That is the madness. He empowers you with physical strength.
And you find
a big tree.
Paul, in case
first you have strength to carry the devil.
Carry this
pole of the tree, throw it, you will have thrown the devil.
Now they
find them on the tree. They have gotten a serious cane. They are caning the devil. And they cane a tree.
You devil,
you are, and they are caning the tree. Serious. Madness is out there. Remember, the devil puts you in his fasting.
And he
prepares you very well, corrupts your mind. And he finishes strength that you have no more even physical strength. And he brings his
wicked
power, powers within you. And he begins to command you everything he feels. If you see a bush and
tells
you, run, enter the bush. You have strength to do that in the name of Jesus.
As you come
from there, he is drunk every blood from you. Strength to carry away the bush.
Remember,
4 days without eating, but power comes in you now.
And you enter
a bush with thorns, you pass through it. It finishes there and you fall down. You begin to pant for breath.
Now
he's drunk already the blood from you. After you say, God, you passed me through things. Is he the one who has made you pass through them?
Now,
the things of the devils. When you look at Colossians. When you go back to verse
18.
Colossians 2:18.
Bakolosai esula ya kubiri nolunyiri olwekumi n'omunaana.
Colossians 2 from verse 18.
Omuntu yenna tamanyaganga ku mpeera yammwe mukwewombeeka kwayagala yekka n'okusinzanga bamalayika ng'anywerera mu ebyo bye yalaba nga yeegulumiriza bwereere mu magezi ag'omubiri gwe.
Mubeera mu magezi ga mubiri gwe.
You are in the wisdom of your own body.
Nga mukwataganye ne bamalayika abaagwa.
And you are connected with the fallen angels.
Ne balyoka bakulagira ebintu by'okubonyaabonya omubiri.
And they command you things to treat your body harshly.
Mulimu gwe bagamba tosulanga ku kitanda.
Another they told you should never sleep on the bed.
Waluganda wano. Ye kwa musingana yetasula ku kitanda.
We found them and they never slept on the bed. They were on the floor. That God will empower them as they sleep on the floor.
Era bwe yatukyalira ewaka.
And when they visited us home.
Ne tumwalira obuliri.
And we laid a bed for them.
And they
first refused the bed, they sat on the floor. Why don't you go and sleep?
You know,
God told me that I seek him on the floor. We
made
them climb the bed quick. You must sleep on the bed tonight. God has a reason for you today. It's finished.
You know, you
met us and you have your stubbornness. Everyone with their troubles and the burdens of the devil he put upon them.
Now
when we take them off, you said, with my burdens I'll take them on.
That
you're all finished and consumed up.
We
take off burdens of the devil to throw them, you insist on holding them. You know, when someone has
money,
if they carry their luggage, they see that's the normal life. Don't you see mad people on the way?
You
tell them those luggage you carry is what for what?
This is what?
Are you thieves?
They can
their rugs and luggage from him. And the first one of the devils, according to 1 Samuel 14,
First
thing of the devil, it's filled of much suffering.
Samuel 14
from verse 23.
Awo mukama n'alokola bwatyo Isirayiri ku lunaku olwo. Olutalo ne luggukira e Besavaani. Ebesaveni abantu ba Isirayiri ne balaba ennaku ku lunaku olwo. Naye Sawulo n'alayiza abantu ng'ayogera nti, omuntu akolimirwe analya ku mmere yonna okutuusa akawungeezi, nange nga mmaze okulwana eggwanga ku balabe okuwalana eggwanga ku balabe bange.
Olidde ekyaliwo.
You've heard what happened?
Omanyi Sawulo ono bw'ayingira obwakabaka.
When King Saul entered to be king,
yatandika ojeemera ebiragiro bya Katonda.
He began to rebel the commands of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Well,
as we reach 1 Samuel chapter 16, the evil spirit was moved by him. It already captured him. And the spirit of the Lord had left him. Now
we
rarely had the spirit of the Lord.
He
had an evil spirit being moved by him. The fallen angels. And they're the ones who brought this harsh fasting. To reach when he perverted to the track of God. And in 1 Samuel 16, the spirit of the Lord totally abandoned him. And an evil spirit took over him.
But he
always released fasting commands. Whoever will taste of food is cursed. Let's enter with fasting by force. God has sent me. Whoever never fasts, you know, go to nations. Now, if I don't want to go to nations,
yes,
praise Jesus. That is the fasting they put into you, the covenant fasting. This killed every spiritual gift upon every person.
Even see,
you could not see where you come from and where you're going. But you all finished. They were first pastors, they fell down. They could no more see. Things totally changed.
And
when they brought to change the gospel, they brought so much the fasting of the devils. When they were shifting from the gospel of kingdom of heaven,
gains.
Gospel of physical thing, getting physical things. They made the church to fast, and they killed gifts which were to contend with what they were preaching. They would claim the gospel shouldn't be like this. They first entered you into the fasting, and they killed all spiritual gifts, and you became followers, and they began to make you sit down, and you hung down there. Everything they spoke, you'd say amen. Clap your hands, clap your hands. Let's repeat this verse.
Samuel 14:23. Awo mukama n'alokola bwatyo Isirayiri ku lunaku olwo. Olutalo ne luggukira e Besaveni. Abantu ba Isirayiri ne balaba ennaku ku lunaku olwo. Naye Sawulo n'alayiza abantu ng'ayogera nti, omuntu akolimirwe analya ku mmere yonna okutuusa akawungeezi, nange nga mmaze okuwalana eggwanga ku balabe bange.
Adijjukira,
remember,
abantu bano abalagira ebintu by'okusiiba.
These people command things of fasting.
Bo be babeera bafunamu.
They are the ones who profit out of it.
Balagira ekkanisa yonna okusiiba naye nga bakimanyi bagenda kuba noonamu omusaayi.
The entire church to fast, but they know they're going to suck blood from you.
Nga bakutunze dda.
And they already sold you off.
Munyanja.
Under the ocean.
Ukusina kwa Ezekiel 13.
According to Ezekiel 13.
Batu ndemyoyo.
They sold spirits and souls.
Urwe,
just to get bread.
Funa mamotoka.
To get cars.
Now
they came from the ocean and they told
Kwa
them. We need like 10 spiritual gifts. Or 30 or 40. What can we do that you sell them to us? And their fruits.
Baba yingizanga mukusiba.
They entered into the fasting of the devils.
Nebali okaba sucking ebirawo byo nebyo moyo.
Nebali
yana ebibala byonna basanya.
And up all gifts destroyed them.
Yuvura mwatu kajitane mukwamu nensonyinga nebo yambara ka minute tocha akatia.
You reach a time you cease to be shameful, but you clothe the mini skirt, you no more feel shame.
Ngenda kusaba.
I'm going to for fellowship.
Ngato chaswala tocha ina mwandi ibala.
No more have shameful, no more gifts of the spirit in you.
O nga o asabura kugira kukuba brother kiss kwa ringa yengi.
As she's about to kiss a sister when they are entering.
And
no more shame. They reach the time of spiritual gifts. They were
normal.
And they began to paint their eyes with things. Their mouth, they all the nails, they stretch them. And they appeared like funny things. When you reach them in church, how they appear now. When you think they were meant to be the pastors, they would have been the evangelists. They have
a crested crane
stretched up like a crested crane bird. But they put them in this fasting and they killed upon them whatever they had. All the spiritual gifts, they sold them. Even they were musicians.
No,
they put there a generation of the choir.
Mass choirs, the
mass choirs were very
big.
And you fasted as you sang at the same time.
And they
beat you for coming late in the choir.
Now,
right now, there's no more gifts. You sing things of the world. They consumed it of all the gifts. Now they see for what to offer, they have not.
For to
see you, for to see you, you're new and the gospel has come.
Samuel 14:23. Olutalo ne luggukira e Besaveni. Samuel 14:14. Abantu bonna ne batuuka mu kibira. Era waaliwo omubisi gw'enjuki wansi.
Katonda n'abatekano bategekera.
God prepared for them even.
N'abagamba baana ba.
He told them my children.
Ono Sawulo yavudde ku mulamwa.
Saul has gotten off track. making you fasty what I've not commanded you. God prepare eatings for them on the way to eat. They said no. They
made
us swear an oath whoever will eat will die. That's why we
reached
out and we have prepared food. We knew we are going to come.
We
knew you are going to come when you fasted, fasting of the devils. We would prepare food home. When reach home, we first serve you food. And we take you from that yoke and we move on. And some people didn't know why they all respond us when we prepared food for them. Whether you see, we have brought food for you. And you refuse to eat, you give us a reason why you're not eating.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
would no more
eat.
Even pork, we gave them pork and meat. And
ate.
Now you eat it. Are you getting more sick?
The one who
is the one who was into that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
You have burdens and we need tricks enough to take you out of them. To enter you in the rest of Christ Jesus.
But
remember, people have that stubbornness in them.
And they appear
like a mad person on the way to take off their burdens and their luggage is not easy.
Samuel Chisoka, Esulaya Kuminanyo Nyiru Abiri Mukaga.
1 Samuel 14:26.
Awa bantu webali batu use, mchivira. Lawa mubisi gwenju chinga guto nya. Nini wata wa muntu eyateke ingaloze kumumua.
Honey was challenging. It was gripping on the fingers and you see it on yourself. And no one would test fearing of death.
The
honey dripped on their fingers. And they would try to put it on the mouth. And they remember the oath. I will die. And the first note, the devils can bind you.
Samuel Chisoka, Esule Yekuminenya, Runyiri Rabiri Mukaga.
1 Samuel 14:26.
Kubanga abantu batya, Echirairo. Naye Yonasani, teyawulira kitaawe bwe yalayiza abantu, Echirairo. Kyeyava agolola omusa, gw'omuggo, ogwali mu mukono gwe. N'agunnyika mu bisenge by'enjuki n'ateeka engalo ze ku mumwa amaaso ge ne galaba bulungi.
His eyes got opened. He said, "All along we both be seeing clear."
Omanyi batukanga basiibye nga tebakyalaba.
And at first they could no more see.
The
man put an oath upon them.
And
that's where there's a spell which has blinded you. Even commands which are so
extreme.
Yet they are going in battle. Those are what you prepare.
They
are going in prayer of warfare.
But
they come when you fasted. As you reach in warfare, you strike the devil, is the one striking you back.
As
after you beat Jesus and you're confused. You are beating the devil and you involving Jesus, you beat him at the same time. They made you fast and couldn't see where they were going.
Just
you fasted, you no more even remember how heaven appears. Even of the kingdom of heaven, even angels, you forgot them, you have the many demons in your heads, you know. They ask you, how many angels are they?
Started
so far around 50 demons.
I've
asked you angels.
To prove
that confusion has been in church.
They make you fast.
They ask you where does our father sit?
He's
up there in that sky.
And you no more understand.
In the spiritual realm, you got mad. And you walk the way. Remember, you've gotten mad already. You walk talking. Your mouth is not settled on the way. People are wondering.
Remember
the mood you are in. You feel anytime you are attacked. You
can't
accept you have strength. For you to get strength, but it's not yet come. Now you walk.
Fire.
And fire, you're fire.
Fire. Fire. Fire. Fire.
Fire.
Fire.
Fire.
Fire.
You're not settled.
They find you
on your business, you're walking, the head is the demons, I beat them. Remember Job.
He had
protection and wasn't in those things. As the devil attacked, he found a hedge upon Job's property.
But the born
again has been in a hard situation. To hold it, maybe when they have fallen mad. Reach the time when made salvation is gone.
And he
said, when you get saved, you've gotten mad. But it's not the right thing.
The other
was the way of the devil to cause a scorn come into the salvation.
And
though you make a visitor have you host a person home. You fear a visitor. You are praying.
Demons
which have come with them. But you're serving them. You're giving them food, but you're speaking upon it. After they get from the seat where they've sat, you lay your hands. I bind them. Even the one greater in you is no more in you.
For
the greater one is you in you. What
do
you fear? Even the many angels on your side, if you
are
on your side. How can you welcome demons in your seat even? But reach the time
when
you fasted and got mad, demons are what upon your head. You walk shaking the head like a
bite.
People on the way, they wonder what is wrong with him. Maybe he's the born again. You know they are like that.
Then they
find, I don't know what you did to your Bible.
Mafuta.
You poured oil in it.
You
made it
no jisiga kara.
You painted all your Bible. I don't understand it.
You painted
all your Bible. And you became yourself a very mad person.
When
you get back, you
hold the
Bibles.
They are
all painted.
Why did you get a book
right? You are in the painting. You
painted
oil. You are a mad person.
What?
The books you studied in the world, did you do them like that? That you get to understand them clear.
You
have not realized it yet. You pour oil in your Bible. That you can get anointed to understand what is in the Bible. Bible tells you.
Proverbs
1:23.
If
the Spirit will come, will reveal scriptures to you. You not pouring oil in your Bible. But you poured in it. Even the letters, you no more see them clear. Now, I don't know what you're reading now.
The
devil can make you fast and you get mad through the fasting. And you reach a time you no more understand what
to do.
And they will try to advise you, may see them as the devils.
Leave
me alone, you devils.
And
you enter in your room.
abana abana abangambako
fire telling us me I fire them
wetata wabana kena
you go away from
nasibi rero toja
first don't come
toja ku dining in kugoba
marry to dining I chase you not to come in on marital dining. Should they go to adultery? You know, the devil messes up people. When Bible shows in Ephesians says,
you
must have agreed upon if it's rightful fasting. Praise Jesus. If he says
he
will come, he will be coming.
Kati omugamba nkusazaamu omwaka mulamba omusazizaamu.
Entire year you've cancelled.
Waliwo yamusazangamu mwezi.
There's the one who cancelled their spouses for a month. They're in a fasting, no marital issues.
Agali omusajja na.
Now the man begins to move out.
Bova mu kisibo naleeta obwenzi.
When you come from the fasting, he brings adultery to you.
Kakati oluwa sibyemu.
Now what did you fast about?
Ndi olaba ndowooza lusifuyo. Satan is
therefore it's not an easy thing.
Kuingiza mkusiba.
If enters you fasting, he tells you cancel your husband for 1 month.
Nazunga mubwenzi.
And he moves in immorality out.
Oruva mugungu.
After you get from your
mkusiba.
Fasting, he brings his adultery and immorality your way.
And you will come.
And the devil says you come from fast, let him come. And I wonder, the first thing, why did you waste your time in it?
Well,
now you send the other in adultery.
Now
he has brought the same adultery to you. Yet you have come from fasting.
That's what they call
the devil. He brings fasting to treat the body harshly. Let's move on.
Samuel ekisooka esula ya 14 olunyiriro 28.
First Samuel 14 verse 28.
Awomu ku bantu naddamu nayogera nti kitaawo yakutira abantu nga abalayiza ekirayiro nga ayogera nti akolimirwa omuntu alya ku mmere leero abantu ne bayongobera.
Abantu mutufu baatukezera bagenda mu lutalo
bakutereka kulwanisa.
Yet
they are all faint and weak, struggling to walk. Remember, you are going in prayer, but you had fasted. All the Bible, you have no strength. You open, you can't even see clear.
And
people are going faint. And now church, they are all faint.
Maybe
those con men who command them to fast, they don't fast, they're always eating pork in their office.
Well,
I don't expect that he has Saul himself had fasted. According to his situation and his mood, he had not fasted. Some of them involved themselves in the fast, together with you. When he already felt demons upon himself, they have taken him from the presence, he's no more there. Yet you are there and you see a struggling in the fasting.
Samuel 14:29. Awo Yonasani n'ayogera nti kitanga anakuwazizza ensi.
I think you hear. Now we have not refused. All those our physical fathers, they have
troubled
the church and the world so much. In the flesh they have birthed us.
Because
they are older than us physically. But they have troubled the world and the church.
They're
the ones who brought the fasting of the devils in this world, where they never sat under the counsel of God's words. They
don't
know the fasting God chose and that he never chose. Like we're going to see that four types of fasting. And we fast in the fasting of the devils. People say many times, things which you never go accept is fasting and prayer. But what type of praying and what type of fasting?
Samuel ekisooka esula ya 14 olunyirirwa 29.
First Samuel 14:29.
Lava, nkwegayiridde. Amaaso gange wegala byobulungi. Kubanga ndezeeko katono ku mubisi guno.
Namugamba mwena mwe muveu.
He told them go away.
Nzendezeeko kati.
I have tested a little honey and I saw brightly.
Singa mwe namwe mulya.
If you do eat
nyo
and you eat so much.
Tetulabire ddala.
Won't we see clear?
They
lied in the system of the devils.
That
the more you fast, you grow in the spirit. But there is no fasting which grows someone in spirit. The word of God is what grows us. According to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse
1
to 3, he says, as newly born babies, desire the sincere milk of the word, which will be able to grow you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We grow by eating the word of God. And we grow in wisdom and understanding, and in the counsel of God, and in the knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we don't grow because we fasted. The spirit never grows tall. But it grows in wisdom. It grows in understanding. And in the knowledge. And it grows in the counsel. You know we have the great one in the counsel. We grow to the measure of him as children. And it says in Amos 8:11-13.
If
don't eat the food of the word of God, there is a famine and a thirsty.
That
what hinders you grow. You said they told you to fast.
And you
torment your body that the spirit will grow. Let me ask a question. Do you know the strength which outlives your spirit in your body? That it comes from food? And if you refuse eating, you no more understand clear. I don't know whether there you grow in spirit. Let me ask a question.
Okay.
You fasted to grow.
Mwakura.
Did you grow?
Mwakura
did you grow in spirit? There was much stagnation and backsliding.
But
the fasting of the devils brought that.
Samuel Chisoka. Esura ya 14 olunyirirwa 29.
First Samuel 14 verse 29.
Ndezeko katono ku mubisi guno ogwenjuki. Tebandi sinze nnyo abantu singa bali derero ku munyago gwa balabe babwe.
Nti naye obanga mubisi gwe gutukoze bwentu
nnyo. Has done this impact to me.
Twanyaze ebintu bingi biri wali tu.
I've had a lot of plants.
Embuzi enkoko.
The goats, the cows and the
musajja atuganya okulya.
The man has refused us to eat.
Samuel ekisooka esula ya 14 olunyiriri lwa 3.
First Samuel 14 verse 40. Verse 30.
Tebandisinze nnyo abantu singa bali derero ku munyago gw'abalabe baabwe gwe balabye ne bakkuta. Kubanga kaakano tewabadde ruta lunene.
We
are about to hear our enemies, but you can't see clear. Remember, we are in the latter days.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Our enemies have increased very many. Whose prophets, false apostles. But
increase
to God blinded. How are we going to fight them?
Samuel ekisooka esura ya 14 olunasatu mulumu.
First Samuel 14:31.
Ne batta ku Bafirisuuti ku lunaku olwo okuva emekumasi okutuuka ku Ayalooni abantu neba yongo bera nyo
baso kanibaru wanaruanam
they first fought
Jonathan.
And he trusted Jonathan.
He
forgot to be yet more weakened. He refused them to eat.
They have
entered the prayer of warfare. And they got more weakened through it.
Samuel 1 Samuel 14:32. Awa abantu nebagwa kumunyago. Nebanyage ndiganente. Ninyana, nebazitirao.
They began to riot against the command.
They said,
Jonathan ate his trust. We too.
They
went to eat. And
he
broke the command.
Even
blood they ate, they were very hungry.
Yet they had
refused
to eat
blood. For it's the life of the animal in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But they turned against the oath and they ate. That's why
there
are times they made you fast and you arise you. You make food and you gather food. And you eat food. Find you eating randomly. No more chew very well, you just swallowing. Now remember, you bring a problem to yourself. You have been so hungry, the enzymes are so not work on the food you take, you know, swallowed. What came after you got sick?
These
ones felt so hungry and they met food, they ate everything.
Samuel Chisoka.
First Samuel 14:32.
Abantu nebaziria awamu no musayi. Awo nebamubulira Saulo ngabogera anti laba. Abantu basobya kumukama kubanga bali awamu no musayi. Nayogera anti mukusizza munjiringisize jinje dene lero. Saulo nayogera nti musasane mu bantu mubagambe nti mundetere wano buli muntu enteye na buli muntu endigaye muzitire wano mulye sote musobya kumukama nga muli omusayi
omanyibwe tunabaleta kempaka.
You know when we shall bring force upon them
and we
begin to eat as the commanders to fast and they turn their mind, they say let them eat.
But
when they ate, they became more stronger.
When
we have to rebel against the fasting of the devils. For in it, they have been killing spiritual gifts.
And
even to sell many people.
Their
spirits under the ocean.
Samuel Chisoka, Esule Yekumenenya, Orinyosa Tomusa,
1 Samuel 14:33. First Samuel 14:34.
Abantu bonna ne baleta buli muntu enteye wamuna ye ekiro ekyo ne bazittira eyo. Saulo n'azimbira Mukama ekyoto ekyo kye kyali ekyoto ekyolubereberye kye yazimbira Mukama.
Naye yalina kizimba yalina bi.
But was he the one to build it? Was he a prophet? An evil spirit was on him. The altar he built was not for the living God here. That's where he went to battle and was coming to give offerings. And he said, these have been remained. I returned them to give them to the Lord.
Samuel Chisoka, Esura Yakuminanya. First Samuel 14:36. Awo Saulo n'ayogera nti tuserengete tugoberere abafirisuuti ekiro tubanyage okutuusa emmambya lw'eneesala tuleme okusigaza omuntu ku bbo. Ne boogera nti kola kyonna kyonna ky'osiima.
Ne bamugamba ebintu gw'obisalawo.
They told him you decide your things alone.
Kati kola ky'oyagala.
Do whatever you pleased. If you tell us to battle, you take us.
You
know, he could no more reason with these groups of his.
He
just commanded them and to make them enter covenants.
Samuel 14:37. Saulo n'abuuza Katonda. Tudemu lasa tumumu kaga. Awo kabona n'ayogera nti, tusemberere Katonda wano. Saulo n'abuuza Katonda amagezi. Nti nserengete okugoberera Abafirisuuti. Ono bagabula mu mukono gwa Isirayiri. Naye n'atamuddamu ku lunaku olwo.
Yali Katonda yamuvaako.
God had left him long time.
Inomanyinga somewhere kisoka biri munana je komeye.
And no first time 20 years. He ended up in the shrines.
Katonda yali amunyikide asibisiza abantu be.
God angered over him, he made his people fast.
Ababonya abonyeza.
He had troubled them.
Samuel ekisooka esula ya 14 onyosa tumunana.
1 Samuel 14:38.
Awo Saulo n'ayogera nti musembere wano. Mwemwe n'abakulu b'abantu.
N'abagamba kati obaka tunatabize
mwali. God has not answered us, let him not do.
Mujje wano nze mwe byo
kukola. Here I give you commands of what to do.
Saulo n'ayogera nti musembere wano. Mwemwe n'abakulu b'abantu. Mutegeere mulabe ekibi kino mwe. Mwe kibadde leero. Kubanga Mukama alokola Isirayiri nga bwali omulamu. Ne wankubadde nga kibadde mu Yonasani mutabani wange. Taaleme kufa.
Ngenda kumutta.
I'm going to kill him.
Ye yakoze ekibi twali tuna okusiiba.
Committed sin we are to fast.
N'aleetera abantu ne balya.
And cause people to eat.
Kati gwe kumbe yali n'ekibi.
Yet is the one with the sin.
Omanyi kati abo balina ebibi naye kakati bwe tubuulira amazima.
You those people have sin, but when we preach truth now, they see as if it's us who have the sins.
Kati Jonathan ayamba abantu.
Now Jonathan helps the people.
Ave mukusiba kwa Satan.
Get from the person of the devils.
Kitawe yagamba kati Jonathan ongeenda mute
mako. Father said, I'm going to cut off the head of Jonathan.
Chokano mutabaniwe.
Yet he's his son.
Nafe tuli batabani baba abagamba anti balokole.
We are sons of they who claim to be born again.
Mu mubiri.
In the flesh.
Naye nafe tuwakanya ebyo.
But we too were against those.
Samuel ekisooka esula ya 14 olunye wa 3 mu mwenye.
1 Samuel 14:39.
Naye ne wataba muntu n'omu mu bantu bonna eyamuddamu.
Tebamuddamu.
They didn't answer him.
Ogenda kutani.
You're going to kill who?
Awo n'agamba Isirayiri yenna nti mwe mubeere ku luuyi lumu nange ne Yonasaani mutabani wange tunaaba ku luuyi olulala. Abantu ne bagamba Sawulo nti kola nga bw'osiima.
Gwe kola by'oyagala wasalawo kola by'oyagala.
What you want, you decided to do that.
Abantu baayi tebajja kumuddamu kigambo kyonna kubakabaka.
Answer a word to him.
Omanyi waliwo we mutuuse mu makanisa ne mubeere.
You know where you've reached those churches. Nga tewali
kyemwogera, temwogera, temubuuza.
You had nothing to speak, you don't ask, you are silent.
Abaleka bakole bye baagala.
You left them do what they want.
Samuel ekisooka, esula ya 14 n'olunyiriro lwa namu olumu.
1 Samuel 14:41.
Sawulo kye yava agamba Mukama Katonda wa Isirayiri, ntiraga ebyensonga. Awo akalulu, ne kabagwako Sawulo ne Yonasaani. Naye abantu ne bawona. Sawulo n'ayogera nti, mukubire nze ne Yonasaani mutabani wange. Ne kamugwako Yonasaani. Awo Sawulo n'agamba Yonasaani nti, mbuulira by'okoze. Yonasaani n'amubuuza n'ayogera nti, okulega naleze ku tubisi twenjuki n'omusago omuggo ogubadde mu mukono gwange. Kale raba, kiŋŋwanidde okufa.
Naye nno tanna kukkiriza. Tanaba kukkiriza nti ebintu bye yakoze bibi.
He had not yet accepted that what he did was rightful.
Nti yawonyeza n'abantu.
That he even saved the people.
Okitegedde?
Have you understood that?
Omanyi sawa zino katuyimiriranga ekkanisa.
This time we stand as church.
Tulinga abatono.
We seem few.
Naye kye tukola kyekyo.
But what we do is that.
Ate tugenda kyongera
kitukola. We are going to do it more and it work for us.
Omoyo mubi gwali gumazo tuka walinga buli kaluluke balonda Jonathan.
An evil spirit had reached
and Jonathan.
Lord, they cast it fell on Jonathan. It was the wrong one now.
Samuel ekisooka esula ya 14
Samuel 14:44.
Sawulo n'ayogera nti
Namugamba tugenda kukutta. Oleruloti abantu okuzibuka amaaso. Nebajja ne bazibuka amaaso.
Abantu ne bagamba Sawulo nti, Yonasaani anaafa akoze obulokozi bukulu mu Isirayiri.
Ku luno ne bagamba tugume obuwoyo. Omusajja ono tumugambeko. Omusajja oyo yalidde n'azibuka amaaso n'alwana entalo zonna n'atulumuuza ne
muwangu.
Oyinza otya okugamba mbu yagenda
okufa?
Omusajja tubadde naye mu nsiko eno atuyambye tuli bulungi kankana kakati ogamba mbu agenda omanyi ekiseera muyimirire eri amazima ab'obuganda omwaka mulaba nga mazeeko nga ngongera kyagenda mu maaso
n'oggonanaye
waba nga wabaddewo obulokozi gye muli naye ni wabeerewo okuyimirira kuyamba abalala
basingayesu
yebazibwe kubanga tulabye obulamu obulungi tulabye okununulwa tulabye okusiba okulungi okutuufu olwaleero kankalo tulaba nga tulaba gye
tulaga
amaaso gaffe gazibuse
tulwanye
entalo
ziwedde
waliwo akyatugibwa ab'emirimu baweebwa emirimu abalwadde bawonyezebwa naye ani asiibye
bamuweere
twayagadde tusooke tukakase omwaka nga
gugwa
yesu yebazibwe nti ddala bwe tuba tetusiibye katonda taakole kubanga baali batugamba bwe mutasiiba katonda tajja
kukola
yatugaana omwaka gwonna tetusiibye
wadde
okusiiba kuli okutuufu kwe tujja okulaba nako tetwakusiiba twakuteeka wali tulabe oba taakole oba bwe yali atonda eggulu n'ensi twasooka kusiiba
alitonde
katonda aba alina okukola kubanga
bwe
yali atonda eggulu n'ensi tetwasooka kusiiba alyoka alitondewo
tulina
okutegeera katonda byatuwa obuwa
byayogerako
mu bakolesi ekisooka
essuulaekulunti
bwe tukwasaganye b'emwoyo n'eby'omwoyo ne tulyoka tutegeera katonda byatuwa obuwa ng'atuwa tewali kye tukoze tubadde twagala tubite sikinga era tubirabye tweyongera
okubiraba
bulokozi alesebwa amaani
isirayiri
twagala kweteeka butwala mu ggwanga
n'ensi yonnakubanga
tulina okukola tivi
yaffetugiteekeko
nga bwensomebwa abantu bwe banamala okufuna omusana banaaba agamba banne mubayimirize baleese obulokozi bungi banayimirizibwa abantu benyini bajja tuuka bagambe
pulezidenti
abantu new generation eresa obulokozi tovula katonda
mulungi
ani abasimba abantu bajja kuba badduseyo nga tetukyajyawo
wanonga
bagamba abantu bona bagenzeanaetukoze
tebayimirizanga
bantu bagamba ntuse bayimiriza abantu abaleese obulokozi
bwe
bamugamba ssebo ekyo oba oyagala kikola
kitwalenga
mukama bwali omulamu tewali bakunviirize nalumu olunaagwa wansi nga mukama bwali
omulamu
tukulabanga okutte
ku lulimi lwe
People who had seen salvation, they had gotten peace.
Now,
you in the
peace,
you are in the church, you go back where you were, can you accept that? You came from the prison. You are free. They come and put you back in the prison.
First
Samuel 14:45.
I have not been with you.
Verse Samuel 14:45.
I have to redeem this boy.
And he hated his father.
He is
the one who caught secrets and brought them to David. You two are going to be like that.
You're
going to get secrets from what you suffered, you bring them in here.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Let's pray.
Leading God,
we
shall move on
to
the
God.
What we are choosing that is trouble us in the past. Let's pray, give us the spirit that we understand right
now.
So that he empowers us to move well.
Toko gurumeza to put this extra one attend. Abakabaka, Mokama Bakama. Tusabu Sanyu Erotusas. Labarero, you get it so Pugasa. Where you were wired and where you're coming. I can wonder from West. Oyogerang or Gamba Sakarona for what you get it so Pugasa. I can wonder from Ram. Eruja, I don't get out of what Banga Mataya Sulekuminema with Mutan, Papo Rasan, Waita Bonava Koy Navas to where it was, Okuba with Murochemio Jab, Nelson Katona Rabio Kudaka Kuni no Kuanam, Okusiva Papa Sitano, Okuava Jesempe, Tedvatu Savo Sassi, or Son of Tari Tuku, Okua Isan Kuatunya, Eraku, Songa Rafa and Nina, where is Abu Kama, Walimu Isaya Munana, Unoro Menda, Papo Lokumina. What do I do? I'm going to go to the hospital.
Amen.